All right, it's a very cold start to this Monday morning. 12 degrees right now in Port Huron. We'll get up into the 20s today. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. We got a pretty good snowfall over the weekend, and if you got some new skis or snowshoes or a snowboard for Christmas, you're going to want to put it to good use this winter. Joining us right now is the Executive Director of the Michigan Snow Sports Industries Association, Mickey McWilliams. Mickey, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Happy New Year.
Same to you. Yep. It's a new year.
It's a new year and it's a new season. Winter is definitely making its presence felt. So I thought this would be a good time for us to talk about what's new in snow sports here in the state of Michigan.
Well, we have a lot of new news this year because last year, pretty much everything that ski areas were planning was put on hold. We were just working to stay open and get people outside recreating outdoors. And so this year, over the summer, ski areas have really gone out and done things, made major improvements. They are adding all the time, adding more snow guns, just trying to make it so that skiing is, we can do it all winter long, and it's better and better every year.
Oh, absolutely. What are some of the highlights? What are some of the newer features this year around the state?
So one of the major highlights is Boyne Highlands changed. It has a new a project that is going to be going on until 2030, where they're just rejuvenating the entire complex. They changed their name to just the Highlands. And with rebranding that, they're redoing all their lodging facilities and remaking just about everything there, and it's going to be quite something, I'm sure.
It absolutely is. Of course, we should remind folks that as much fun as it is to go up north and people enjoy doing that this time of year, if you want to stay closer to home here in Southeast Michigan, there are a lot of places you can go, aren't there?
Right, there are. I think from Port Huron, probably your closest spot is Mount Holly, just straight west on 69. And it's a great place to go for a day of skiing. Really fun. They've got a high-speed chairlift there, so you can get up and down the hill really fast. It's just a real exciting, fun way to spend an afternoon. And if you don't know how to ski, Mount Holly participates in our program called Discover Michigan Skiing, where ski areas all across the state for this month, for the whole month of January, provide a lesson, rental equipment, and a lift ticket, all for just $45. So you can go out and enjoy yourself all day on the slopes, learning the right way with an instructor, with equipment that fits you. So it's a great way to learn a new sport. And you can learn to ski or snowboard with that. So if you're a skier but you wanted to learn to snowboard, this is a great time to do it.
Boy, what a great idea. And that's all over the state. That's the whole month of January, right?
It is, right. It's the whole month of January. The information is on our website, GoSkiMichigan.com. There's a tab that says programs, and you just pull it down, and you'll find it there. And there's also a link right on the front page that says Learn to Ski, Discover Michigan Skiing. And it's you'll find out which ski areas are participating. There are 21 all across the state, which is a lot of ski areas to choose from. You can either sign up online with some of them, or you can call to register. But you have to call before going because they have to tell you what time to get there for your lesson. So it's very important to make your reservation before you go.
Well, it'd be fantastic for somebody who's never skied before, or maybe somebody that skied, when they were a kid, and then it's been a few years since they've strapped the skis on time to sort of get reacquainted.
That's right. Right. That's the perfect person to go do something like this. Someone that, I really liked it when I was in high school, but I haven't done that in so long. I really am feeling a little intimidated by it. Well, this is a great time to be able to get out and do it.
What are some of the other things besides skiing? And of course, there's downhill and cross country. What are some of the other things that people are enjoying out of doors in the wintertime?
Well, many of our ski areas also offer tubing. Snow tubing, where you you rent a tube for a few hours and go down on these tracks, these tubing area that they provide, and go up and down the hill on tubes. Which, if you're a little intimidated about skiing, tubing is great because it takes no you know, you don't have to be, you don't have any training involved. You just hop on the tube and go down. And there's lifts to get you back up. So it's not like you're out on a sled and you have to trudge back up the hill once you go down on your sled. So it's really a fun thing to do, and it's really fun for the whole family to get on tubes and get out there and enjoy winter. I was watching some people tube the other day, and they were having such a great time. It was really nice.
Well, like I said, we could all complain about winter and how much it's cold and it's windy and it's miserable. Or you can bundle up, layer up, get out there and enjoy it and have some fun in the snow.
Right. We turn cold every year for 3 months. Right. We may as well get out there and enjoy it. Michigan's beautiful in the wintertime, and there are all sorts of fun things to do. If you don't want to go all the way to a ski area, check out cross-country ski trails close to home. There are parks all across the state that provide cross-country skiing, and it's just a really nice activity to get out and enjoy this beautiful weather.
Talking with the executive director of the Michigan Snow Sports Industries Association, Mickey McWilliams. Mickey, we're still dealing with COVID here in the state. What are some things that that people need to know before they hit the slopes when it comes to dealing with the virus?
So that's really important. Thanks for asking. Ski areas are open for business outside. Outdoors is business as usual. Come out and enjoy it. Last year there were things like ghost lanes to keep people separated and things like that to keep people at distances, and you had to wear masks wherever you couldn't stay 6 feet away. Pretty much those things are not in place for this winter. Outdoors has been deemed to be pretty safe, so people are outside enjoying themselves really a lot on our slopes. But when it comes to going inside, make sure everyone has a mask, because different ski areas will have different rules about going indoors. And so it's always important to bring a mask with you so you can use it if you need to. And also, dress for the weather, really, really, really important, because we learned last year that people had a blast being outdoors under heat lamps and at fire pits, having their lunches outside and their outdoor cocktails being served. And it was a really fun experience for everyone outside. So make sure you dress for the weather so you can enjoy that, because ski areas are keeping that up for this year, because people were having so much fun last year.
Cool. What's your website where people can get up-to-the-minute information?
It is goskimichigan.com.
Goskimichigan.com. Check it out. Mickey, thanks so much for the update. Appreciate it. Happy New Year, and happy skiing.
Thank you. Same to you, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.